This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Jeremy with three hits. Also hit the ball hard last time, but fly it out to deep center. And this one will end the game. Trevor Story. And that's the end of tonight's story. 14-1, all Red Sox. Astros get a run home in the bottom of the ninth.
And for us today, man, it's tough putting Brevin on IR. We know he went down with a devastating injury. It's really rough for a guy who just bounced back from a major injury. So it's tough on Brevin right now, tough on our entire team. But, you know, that happens. That's the game that we play. It happens. Injuries happen. We have to continue to press forward while also being here to support Brev in any way that he needs us.
Hi, there you go. That was, I guess overall, as we bump in with those two bits of audio to the show, sorry, everybody who got up at 6:01. Usually I like to reward the people who are up with us really early like this. If you're an early riser, you know, it's a different lifestyle. You got to get up at 4 in the morning to be at work at 6 or whatever, you know? And I normally would love to be giving out candy and cookies and good news, but bumping in with the final call on a 14-1 massacre. Ugh. And then bumping in with D'Amico Ryans sharing the confirmation, Seth, that Brevin Jordan is going to be out for the year. It's like I just gave everybody a bowl of gruel for breakfast. I'm really sorry, everybody. That should have been kolaches and candy and cookies and sunshine and rainbows, and it was not. How are you this morning, my friend?
It's gruel. I guess it's a gruel. Like, we're not as rich a family as we once were when it comes to sports. Yeah. You know, it's been a little while since the Astros have won a World Series.
Yeah,
feels like forever. I don't know how we've gone. How we've come this
far. Two full seasons. It's excruciating.
Sometimes if you're accustomed to eating nothing but gruel, it's fine if you get more gruel.
Mm-hmm.
But we're an upper middle class sports city right now.
Yeah.
We've got playoff teams in all three of the major sports.
Yep.
And, this feels like a little bit of gruel after we've grown accustomed to, at the very least, an Egg McMuffin for breakfast.
right. No, it can all change in one day. You know, we get one good walkthrough today with the Texans and we get a win tonight at Daikin Park. It can all change. But, yeah, yesterday, not great. Not great.
I think the big thing, obviously, with the Astros, man, things are going to happen. Arrighetti, as he said, it felt like he took a step forward and a step back. In some respects, the box score was better. He allows 2 runs in 5 innings. Didn't have the bad luck that he had last time. But he walks a bunch of guys and just, you know, but at the very least, okay, he's still back on the upswing. Then the bullpen goes and allows 10 runs in the next 3 innings.
Yeah.
Chaz McCormick ends up closing the game out for you. That's the running on fumes moment when you get to the point where Chaz gets his first major league appearance.
That was, you know what, and that's how you knew that game was just a complete washout. Well, you knew by the final score, obviously, but that's how you know that a major league baseball game is just, okay, well, this thing this thing is definitely over is everybody's just laughing about it. Like, literally, the players are laughing about it. Chaz is laughing about it. Like, I'm part of me is like, this isn't funny. You just got the Mariners won earlier today. You're about to be tied for first. You were up by 7 games 2 weeks ago. What's going on, man?
The fans who were still in attendance when the Astros did finally score a run in the ninth inning, they went nuts.
Yeah,
they
went crazy.
And that was kind of cool, yeah. I suppose. I don't know if, Sean, I don't know if you were like me and you stayed up just waiting to see if the inevitable comeback would arrive for the Astros. Or if you happened to actually see the highlights of the ninth inning at the end, early this morning. Yeah, kudos to the fans there who managed to find something to get excited about when the Astros finally scored.
I was up live for it, but not purposefully. You know what I mean? Not like, oh, I can't wait to see Chaz pitch, but I did see it live.
You were up in that you needed some noise in the background.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like the prelude to watching Family Feud before I go to bed, that kind of thing. So, we awake this morning, and the Astros are tied for first place. It's as if the first 30 games of the season, whatever we're at now, 120 games of the season didn't even happen. We're tied with the Mariners. And I would say, Seth, too, we'll get to the Texans, too, in a second. We'll dig more into the Astros because the news was not great off the field for the Astros yesterday either. This is the first time in these last few years, I'll call it the dogfight years in the division. You know, we had those years where the Astros just ran away and hid from everybody in the division, and September was just sort of a warm-up for October. The last couple of years have not been that. It's been close in the division. The Astros ultimately win the division in both of those seasons in 23 and 24, but it's come down to the final week, and they've had to really, you know, walk a tightrope. This is the first time that I think maybe even in Houston, but certainly outside of Houston, that the Astros, I think right now, tied with the Mariners, are viewed as the underdog in this thing. I think most people, despite the history between these two teams in September, you know, the Mariners are healthy. They went and got Eugenio Suarez. They've got a healthy closer now who's really, really good, which the Astros cannot boast that. Their starting pitching has always been good. And the Astros are still very, very banged up. You know, you're missing Yordan Alvarez and now Josh Hader. They're both on the IL. That's really, really bad. Your closer, you two of your most valuable components to this team. And so, I'm still confident the Astros can get this done because they're the Astros. But empirically right now, they are the underdog in this situation. We are staring a wild card series on the road in the face right now.
I'm in a weird place with Josh Hader. I'm still in denial, Sean. I know. I intellectually know and have read all the reports,
okay,
and I understand the history of discomfort and soreness with the usually, if you're uncomfortable or you have discomfort as an Astro, they're about to amputate a leg or an arm.
Right.
And yet, and even the fact that they put him on the 15-day IL instead of the 10-day IL,
yeah,
that doesn't feel real to me.
No.
I don't. There's a really, really good chance they don't have Josh Hader by the end of the season. Is there not, given the Astros?
Yeah.
I just can't.
It's shoulder discomfort.
I can't go there. I can't envision a world in which Josh Hader isn't available as, hey, you're getting Eric Getty back. He looks like he kind of might be okay, perhaps. Hey, Javier might kind of sort of be okay. We don't know yet.
Dude, it is ducked.
Yeah, the bullpen gives up 10 runs in 3 innings.
Yeah.
You know, everything will be fine.
It was 2-0 last night, and I got a call from our friend Wallace Marsh. And I said, Amy, I'm going to run in the other room and take this call. I got to talk to Wallace. And I go into the other room, and I'm talking to him for maybe 8 minutes. It was less than 10 minutes we spoke. I come back out, and it's 7-0. I'm like, what the hell? How long was I in there for? Like, how did that happen? It went from 2-0 to 7-0 like that. There's a lot of points of nervousness, of anxiety with this team right now. Seth, you gotta get to grips with this Hader thing, man. We're in a world where Brian Abreu is going to be the closer for the foreseeable future.
We're also, you know what, I'm glad these glitches happened in a blowout loss instead of a close game, but Correa showed signs last night of, oh yeah, he's adjusting to playing third base as well. Some plays that you would expect him to make if it was an equivalent type of play at shortstop.
Yeah.
He just couldn't get his glove on the ball one time, just couldn't handle another. It gets chalked up for an error. And that's a reminder, okay, not everything is well. Everything's looking good in a lot of ways since the trade deadline acquisitions. Urias, Urias is a Red Sox killer. That's cool.
Yeah.
Be more relevant in a year where I was more scared of the Red Sox. But it's just they just got to tweak a few things. It's these damn Mariners that the Astros are tied with right now that are annoying.
10-1 in their last 11 games. They're on one right now. The Mariners are. So Astros tied for first. Going to be a fun September around here.
According to the stat nerd sites, the Astros still have a 90% chance of making the playoffs.
I'm not worried about the postseason. You know, you look at the teams that are duking it out for the wild card spots right now. I'm like, yeah, the Astros are just way better than these teams, and they're way ahead of these teams right now too. So they've got a decent cushion there. I am nervous about the division, and it's not shade at the Astros or anything. It's like this is just whatever we thought last year was injury wise, and whatever we thought the injury gods were going to do to pay us back positively for that. For whatever reason, they've chosen to pay us back negatively for it and give the Astros even more injuries this year to more significant players. So
the Astros are what we were afraid they would be.
Yes. Yeah, well
put. An injury-riddled squad. Yep. I said this could never happen again. The Astros could never be beleaguered by injuries this year the way they were in 2024, and yet here we are.
Here we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Texans had a practice. We heard him bumping into the show. Brevin Jordan, no good news here. No C.J. Gardner-Johnson news from the heavens here. Brevin Jordan tore the same ACL that he tore a year ago. Here's D'Amico Ryans on what he saw at practice. They had a padded practice yesterday outside. Went for about 2 hours. Here's what he saw.
Today, what stood out to me is just a reminder of what a grind it is to play, you know, and practice in the environment that we have. This was a grind of a practice. You get a chance to see how mentally tough guys are in this heat. It wears on you. So I felt like our guys did a great job of straining and pushing through mentally, more so than the physical part, but mentally our guys pushed through really well. Proud of them for that.
Yeah, I'm proud of me too for media grinding through these practices as well. I looked at somebody yesterday, Seth, and we were like an hour and a half in, and I'm like, okay, well, this little special teams thing, we're done after this, right? Oh, no. They still got 2 11-on-11 sessions left, and I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted.
It is. D'Amico loves testing them, I think, from a mental toughness standpoint. Yep. And in the heat, obviously, is always a mental toughness check. But that the first tough practice after the first preseason game, it's a weird psychological hurdle in terms of concentration. Because it feels like when you go into your first preseason game, you think, okay, now we're into the groove of things, and here we go. We can just kind of treat it like we're in the regular season. And then you're reminded, you come back and you're like, oh, it's these same old guys. Oh, and it's a more competitive training camp type of practice.
Yeah.
And it's almost like when you if you graduated from college and you're in your new job and all of a sudden you get a letter that you actually have to finish a class.
Yeah.
That you were 3 credits short and you got to go back to night school to get your degree or something. That's what it feels like. We're in night school.
Yeah,
except that it's broad daylight and it's 987 degrees.
Yeah, it is as broad a daylight as you,
you are you were our boots on the ground, so you're out there in your suede boots. And tell me about this John Metchie reception that I saw.
I was right there. It was literally right. I was standing there with Landry and Cody. We went over to that to the field that was on, and we were in that. We were at the back of that end zone, like literally 20. That catch happened. There were two catches that Metchie had, and they were both against Derek Stingley Jr. One, and they were obviously doing goal line stuff. So the line of scrimmage was about the 10, and CJ was throwing the ball each time. The first one, he shook Stingley at the line of scrimmage, and Stingley slipped. It was one of those. If it was an NBA crossover dribble, people would be like, "Oh, dang! Oh, he cooked you!"
And like when DeAndre Hopkins broke the ankles of the
D'Angelo Hall. Yeah,
D'Angelo Hall. I almost wanted to say D'Angelo Ross.
Yeah,
I'd imagine
that would have happened too.
People have broken his ankles in practice. But yes, it was so that was nice.
Okay. That was nice back of the end zone. The one that got a lot of people's attention though was one where Stingley had good coverage. CJ threw it intentionally, I think, behind the two of them, and Stingley kind of his momentum kept him going in the direction the two of them were going. Metchie stopped, went back, went to the ground, and got both feet in. Metchie is fighting like hell to be on this football team, and I think if we didn't come in with the preconceived notion that John Metchie was not going to make this football team, I think we would have him making this football team right now. I think he has objectively been one of the six best wide receivers in camp this season.
If he were a rookie and he came in, and you'd see that, okay, he doesn't have the same twitch as a lot of these other guys, but he is really fighting and competing for the ball.
Yeah.
He's done some good things.
He's done some good things
in the game, obviously. Yep. That play, the second play that you were referencing, might have been a little bit of a push off there or an OPI, but hey, no officials out there. I didn't see no yellow on the field.
No, I didn't either.
And I think more than anything, the coaches are looking at it and saying, okay, boy, he's really fighting.
He's fighting. And it was Stingley covering him too. You know, it wasn't Tremont Smith or something like that.
Should we be worried about Stingley?
No, he had an awesome pick later on in practice off of CJ. Like a Stingley pick. It was really good.
I can sleep at night then.
Yep. Yeah, you're okay.
My no sleep. I was up all night worrying about Stingley.
Stingley, yeah. All right, we're off and running on a Wednesday joint
Wednesday,
practice.
Sean.
Yeah, Wednesday. I got it.
Good
job. Thank you, buddy. Joint practice tomorrow with the Panthers. We'll talk more about that as we roll on with the show. All right, F the baseball gods. That's what I say. News for the Astros yesterday that was not good. And we got news on some other guys, though, that may be better than the news they got yesterday. A lot of news, basically, coming up, and we'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.